Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
What's up, everybody? This is Fred Smoot.
This is Landon Collins.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kerrigan. This is the Redskins Talk Podcast with JP Finley.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. We are brought to you by the good folks, Orsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. Want you to do the exact same thing. A little bit of a different podcast today. The Redskins organization, the Redskins nation, Redskins fans everywhere, lost an icon. Joe Bugle passed away over the weekend at 80 years old. And for younger fans that might not know who he is, he was the architect of the Hogs offensive line that was so dominant when the Redskins were at their best. Bugs was at the middle of it. A larger-than-life personality, and just you cannot – write or explain the history of this organization without a chapter on Joe Bugle. I like to think him and RT can have a pop upstairs and talk about some of those great games that Tandler loved so much in the 80s. What we wanted to do was to celebrate Joe Bugle, and I was able to track down Joe Jacoby, who you'll hear it in the interview here, credits his career, all of his success, to Joe Bugle. And we had a great conversation. The story about Russ Grimm is incredible. The story about Joe Gibbs is awesome. I think you guys are really going to enjoy this. We're not going to belabor much of this. We'll be back with a regular pod on Thursday. Also, miraculously, somehow, they're keeping us on the air. Redskins Talking Friends will continue Thursday at 5 on the NBC Sports Washington Facebook. And we'll have another podcast later this week. But today, this pod is about Joe Bugle, and we are very lucky and thankful that Joe Jacoby joined us to really shed some light on a guy that everyone I've ever talked to loves passionately and meant so much to Redskins fans. One more time, I want to thank Orsman Automotive of Virginia. We arrive at them. Encourage you to do the exact same thing. Here comes Joe Jacoby. This is a serious honor to get one of our favorites, my sister Bonnie, her favorite football player of all time, four-time Pro Bowler, two-time All-Pro, three-time Super Bowl champ, Mr. Joe Jacoby. Jake, thank you for joining the Redskins Talk Pod. I hate the circumstances we're doing it, but I appreciate your time. And I want to start by asking your reaction to the news of the passing of somebody I know was important to you, Mr. Joe Bugle.
It hit you yesterday. I mean, I found that early for a Sunday morning. It was after just a little bit after 7 o'clock in the morning. I got a text from Russ Grimm that Hughes had passed away. They couldn't revive him. So I actually don't know what's happened. I don't think anybody knows at this point how he passed on, but that's irrelevant as far as we talk today about what his life meant, what his life meant to me, and what he meant to the D.C. community.
His coaching record speaks for itself, all the success you guys had. But if you can, talk about a little what he means to you specifically. I mean, an undrafted guy that, you know, I imagine Bugle was a huge part of your development into somebody that eventually is going to have his bust in Canton, Ohio.
Well, yeah, well, we hope one day, but
That's coming.
Moment, my busting the cat wouldn't be possible without Joe Bugle involved in my life and how he was an influential in what I turned out to be as a football player. It's all because of Bugs. And I think every guy on that line that I played with through the 13 years, or really the 9 or 10 years that Bugs was with us at that, before he moved on to head coach opportunity, they had to be influenced by his ability to work on those strengths and weaknesses that we all had. And he developed me. I mean, he what to do and how to do it and the footwork and all that. Wasn't the weight rooms and what else to do. It was drills to make your feet better as an offensive lineman and things to make you a better run blocker, the footwork. Pass blocker, the footwork. Bibbs would have probably been a good dance instructor, the way he taught offensive line play. Because, I mean, when we would practice, we would work on directional steps to which way the play was going and what play was called. And it had to be done properly with footwork. Didn't matter the physical aspect. He goes, I know you guys are going to be physical. He goes, but our feet lead us to being successful and having great blocks. And that's what we worked on. He used to call us the Rockettes of the NFL because of our footwork. And we can watch a film and the play is going right. Everybody's first step was that right foot. And that's what he strived on.
How come the Rockettes nickname never caught on and you guys went with the Hogs instead?
I don't know. I don't think that the Rockettes for them, and they have better looking legs than we did.
That I believe. But the thing with Bugs is obviously the technique and the footwork and the coaching. What about the person? What about the guy, the motivator, and the guy that got you guys fired up on Sundays?
He could do that. He knew. I knew what buttons to push on each one of us. His language and his methods was probably this day and age would be unorthodox. Maybe gotten him fired and stuff. I don't think society today could handle or would have put up with how he operated out on the field and stuff. But I look back on it, he has so much of an influence how I run my everyday life as far as the things he taught me and as far as the things he said, did. I mean, this day and age, I mean, I can't see him berating somebody with the language that Bugs used. And then, he would be the individual to do that. Then, 5-6 plays later, he'd be the first one out there hugging you and jumping on your neck and just elated because that was the perfect play and all that. So it was the Jekyll and the Hyde aspect of coming in the Bugs and all that. But, many a time I walk off that field and he's got his arm around me and telling me he loved me and that tomorrow's going to be another day if it was a bad day on the field. So. He knew what to do and knew how to do it and knew the right timing to do it.
Jake, I'm literally getting goosebumps listening to you talk about him, but I got to go back. Bugs hasn't coached you for 30 years. It's been 30 years, and he still has that big of an impact on your day-to-day life?
Well, my day-to-day life, I would probably, some structure in that. Being repetitious and doing the same things over and over again leads to better success. And it leads the same way on the football field. I mean, you want to get that perfect block and you want to do the perfect way. Well, you have to practice the steps on a daily basis. And in your work environment, it's got to be some type of repetition to get to being successful. So that's what I meant by him influencing that way. It's just on the field and stuff like that. I mean, we practice depth more than the physical aspect of it. The physical aspect came into it, but it was more using the proper footwork, proper leverage, and everything will lead to a very successful outcome of that play.
That's cool.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
So beyond just coming up with the Hogs nickname, you guys were also pretty well known for the 5 o'clock club. And I'm curious how Bugs handled that. And did he ever join you in there?
No, I don't remember him ever being in the 5 o'clock club. I can't remember that. I think that Bugs understood what we were doing. I think his advice, looking back on it, was to just be smart about how we're doing this and don't abuse your bodies that way. Be very controlled on that. He knew his guys were indulging into the beer and all that, but he knew that when to say it, when not to say it, and we listened, and because we respected him, what he did for all of us at the time going through it. I mean, and you could speak to each one of the guys that there was probably some time in their career they just wanted to take a shot at him. I mean, that's how he would irritate you so much because of how he coached. But also, I look back on it, and even then, you look at what the outcome was because of his persistence and how he coached and all that and how his life was and how he influenced us. I mean, the coaching stuff I took with me when I coached in high school and college, the small schools and my Division III coaching, I did the same stuff. As far as how to teach and all that, that's what I believed in too, because it was ingrained in so much into me. And other line coaches I talked to kind of reference back to what we did. I mean, I speak to line coaches now, and they look at what we did back in the 80s, and that's what they want, the hog monitor, because of the toughness, the physical toughness, the mental toughness to overcome and be successful. Carries on today.
Absolutely. So did anybody ever take a run at him? Was there, I mean, because you guys had to be, I mean, twice as big as Bugs. He wasn't the biggest guy. Did anybody ever just shove him or anything?
The closest had to been Russ, because it was during a game. And there was a sack or something, and he is just chewing Russ out on the bench. And Russ is sitting there listening to it, and then finally Russ had enough, got up, cussed him out, and shoved his helmet into his stomach and said, if you think you could effing do any better, then you get out there. And then they separated, so everything calmed down in about, 5-10 minutes, but I mean, it was because of the game and things going on. People get emotional in that, and sometimes one individual pushes you a little too far, then it backs up. It wasn't they weren't the only two that went through that stuff. I mean, many different individuals had disagreement on the sidelines and stuff because of a play or something happens and all that. But, you know, you work those things out and you move on.
You know, I never personally talked to Bugs, but I saw him a little bit when he was back, when Joe Gibbs came back in the mid-2000s there. And he always used the word Donnybrook. Would he use that when he was coaching you guys, that it was going to be a Donnybrook out there just to kind of stress the physicality?
Well, he probably did. I don't remember all his sayings. Most of them we can't repeat. but that may have been one of them, but I don't remember him saying that vividly. You know, Jukes was very colorful in his descriptions and sometimes.
So, I mean, you played in the NFL a long time, college football, you've been around football. I've seen enough. I know there are coaches with colorful vocabulary and a lot of stuff that can't be repeated. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most colorful, you know, aggressive vocabulary there is, where would Bugs be on that scale?
Oh, he's in the upper level of that. I don't know if he's a 10. But he's pushing that barometer, that number. I think he's a high 8, maybe a 9. Colorful for Bugs was probably one or two words, and they got stuck into his pattern that he was on that day, and they would be the words that he would say the most that day. And then the next day, it may have been something else that came to his mind that resonated, but you know, mostly his colorfulness came into his language and how he put that together related to the individual he's yelling at or the play that happened or whatever it was. He was very colorful and all that. I do remember that.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase & Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase & Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
I'm going to ask you to text me some of the words that you don't want to say just so I can have a better idea.
I don't have enough time in the day to get them all down.
I want to read something to you if I can. This is from Joe Gibbs, a statement he put out about the passing of Bugs. So he said, Joe had an incredible passion for the game of football. He came to work every day with such great excitement, and his players had tremendous respect for him. The strength of our coaching staff on both sides of the ball was a key reason we had so much success. Bugle was such a big part of that, and his impact was felt not only by those Redskins teams, but truly across the entire league. I will miss his friendship, and I will cherish our late-night arguments putting together the game plan each week. Pat and I will be praying for his wife Brenda, his girls, and their entire family. The late-night arguments, I feel like, is something you may have seen or certainly know about. I was just wondering if you could reflect on Gibbs and Bugle's relationship.
Well, I think Coach Gibbs' relationship with each one of the assistant coaches all took different forms in the friendship. I think Bugs and Joe were very, very tight, a different personality. Joe with his his devotion to his Christian faith and all that. Not to say Gibbs wasn't a devout Christian. You just think that, you know, a devout Christian wouldn't be using that language. But that's for neither of us to judge and all that. The good Lord would judge and all that.
Sure.
I mean, I spoke with Coach Gibbs yesterday, and you know, that comment, what he said in that, he must have given that after he and I talked, because we were bringing up stories and talking about, you know, Butte. And one of his story was about that. He goes, I remember there's many nights we're putting a game plan together, and there'll be times that Joe and I, him and Bugs, will be close to fisticuffs because of their disagreement with the game plan and stuff. And, you know, and Bugs did have that passion about the game and how he thought and seen it, how it should be played out. And so, I mean, he related that on to Coach Gibbs. And, you know, Joe was fiery and everything on the sideline. He'd be yelling at Joe what to run and stuff like that. And then, you know, being on the sideline and watching that back in, I mean, this 20, gosh, like you said, 30 years ago now almost, that them on the sideline and Coach Gibbs and how stoic he was and not showing the emotions and stuff. Well, Bruce was the total opposite. I mean, he was stoic, but I mean, his emotions come out and you can see him throwing his hat down on the ground, or he, you know, showed it more than Coach Gibbs. And Coach, the difference between them was that, but I think they both had the same passion. Just how they displayed it was a lot different.
If that fistfight ever actually started, who do you think would win, Bugs or Gibbs?
I'm going with a draw.
That's a safe answer.
I know. I'm a politician, too.
Jake, how about this? I don't want to hold you up any longer. Is there one just great Bugle story that you can tell us that maybe folks haven't heard before?
Oh, gosh. There's several of them that come to mind, I guess. You know, Bugles is a very, we talked about, his passion, his intensity. Well, it was very evident in the NFC Championship game against the Cowboys. You know, we were all young players at that time. Cowboys were the team of the earlier decade, and you know, they were great with Tom Landry as a coach and all that. Well, Joe's Bugles chain smoking. He had smoked all year in front of us. So I mean, he's lighting cigarettes off lit, you know, another next cigarette off the lit cigarette he's smoking before the game. He's in the locker room and doing all this. And, you know, so we go warm up, come back, we have the introduction. Now we're standing out there for the national anthem. And so we're all standing out there. We're on our sideline looking across to the Cowboys. And the three of us, four of us, abused. And I remember line guys kind of close to each other anyway when we did the national anthem. And the Russ and Jeff and myself were close to where abused. So the four or five of us were in that vicinity. So the national anthems are over with. Bugs gets to the numbers from the sideline, and he's yelling at the Cowboy bench at their defensive line coach, who was Ernie Stauffer at that time. Now, Ernie is a Hall of Famer, defensive lineman, played in the league. And he's yelling at Ernie Stauffer, flipping him off and cussing and telling him what we're going to do to their team. And when we're looking at him and going, this is the guy that told us not to lose our cool. And he's out barking and doing this. And that was just his passion. And he believed that. And sometimes I look back at these things. I think his passion was that way. I think some of it was to want to fire us up. Because, I mean, here's your line coach. And Bugs wasn't a very big man. He was probably 5'10", probably weighed, you know, what, 190, 200 pounds, maybe a little heavier. And he's out there barking at a guy who's in the Hall of Fame, a D-line coach. So, you know, we looked at that, and I looked back on it, and, you know, he's just that type of individual who loves his players passionately, who wants to see them be very successful when he was coaching them. And he'll be the first one. You know, he may be ripping you up and down in one play, but, you know, three or four plays later, you do something right, he's going to be that first guy there hugging on your neck and telling you he loved you. So just a deep guy that I had the pleasure to be coached by, and he's a friend, a mentor, and I loved him dearly. The Lord blessed me to have him in my life to develop the ability that God gave me.
Can't say it better than that. Jake, I pulled up the box score from that game. Obviously, you won 31-17, sent the Cowboys home. But do you remember how well you guys ran the football in that game?
Yeah, I remember Rego had 144 yards, I think. I think he had, what, low 30s carries, 32?
Yep.
Something like that.
36 for 140 with two touchdowns.
All right, so I'm not too far off. So, yeah, I mean, that was our team. That's what we did. And we were pounding the football, and it was all him. He instilled that into young guys who he developed with that nasty attitude, and we did that every Sunday. Did we do it well every Sunday? No. But I made sure. I know when we went to practice the next day and watched film, we were going to hear about it, and we didn't like hearing about it, so – you know, we were pretty successful that first 3 or 4 years with doing that thing that way. One, we didn't want to hear Gibbs, and we didn't want him on our butt.
Jake, thank you so much. I'd love to try to maybe we get you back on before the season starts. I'd love to ask what you think about the moves to bring in Rivera. I'm guessing you know him a little bit from being down in Charlotte and everything else going on. But today is about Bugs, I think.
I appreciate JP. Yeah, and I would love to do that for the season. Hopefully we have a season.
I know. Let's hope so. Thank you so much.
To do that for you.
Okay. I really appreciate your time. Right. Say hello to your family. Thanks again.
All right. Thanks, JP.
At least I didn't get you on a Ferris wheel.
We'll do that the next Super Bowl.
Sounds good. Thank you again, Jake. Take care.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Savings, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.